I believe the wine grape growers could be alleging that the farmers would owe them a duty of care to minimise any risk of smoke taint to their grapes as a result of the burning off. And the duty of care would be, one, to avoid economic loss that they may suffer as a result of the inability to effectively sell the grapes as wine grapes. It really does come down to this whole thing about which economic interests are going to prevail here. You know, it's a really difficult question for a court to answer.
So what would your key message be to avoid any potential legal outcomes?
To avoid any litigation, people need to sit down and communicate and work out a plan, and there's always going to be some compromise on both sides. And if people want to avoid litigation, then that would probably be my best advice. You know, case law in relation to imposing duties of care in relation to economic loss are difficult to prove. It wouldn't be an easy task to prove, you know, a duty of care in these circumstances, if it's economic loss that's being potentially alleged. Generally speaking, you know, both parties should be informing themselves of the risks and seeking legal advice. And not just legal advice, but it's actually what I would call agronomist advice in relation to minimising risks. There's certainly some difficulties, I think, on both sides, because there's always those obligations for both parties to do things to mitigate risks. It doesn't fall on one party and one party alone. I think, you know, the farmers should be very careful about saying just because they've got a permit they can do anything. That's not right. If parties can't communicate, and, you know, relations have broken down significantly, people automatically go, let's go to court. But the middle ground is a mediator that comes in and tries to mediate an outcome. But people have to accept that in those scenarios, there's got to be compromise on both sides. There has to be compromise. But if you don't go into those things appreciating that, then you may as well not even bother, and you'll all end up in court.
Mm.
And I don't see that as the best outcome. That's my view. I always say try and avoid litigation if you can.